Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Lamed Vav, 36. And today's shiur and this week's shiurim are sponsored in loving memory, L'zecher Nishmas, Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, Barabbi Shlomo, and Karen Hochberg. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. And we continue with Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Zvachim. Tanan Hassam. We're up to two dots, about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th white line. Tanan Hassam says the Gemara Uba'ali Mumin, Rabbi Akiva Machshir Baba'ali Mumin. This is a quote from the Mishnah later on in the 9th parak, Daf Pei Daled. That whole parak, as we've noted before, talks about items that went up on top of the Beis HaMikdash. They automatically gain Kedusha, or not even, if they don't gain Kedusha, they gain status that they don't come down. Certain items, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Other items, Im Alu Yerdu. Even if they went up, they're so puzzle, they're so mufka from Kedusha, therefore they would come down even if they went up onto the Mizbeach. So Tanan Hassan, the Mishnah there says, Ubali Mumin. The Tanakama holds that Baali Mumin are not Nitfath, they're not collate by the Mizbeach, and therefore, even if they went up, they must come down. Rabbi Akiva Machshir Baali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva, though, says, no, even if Baali Mumin went up there, they are nitfas by the Mizbeach, and therefore, they stay. What about the Kevesh? The Gemara says the Kevesh also. Even if something goes on the ramp, that itself is Mizbeach Makadesh, Kshesh Mizbeach Makadesh, Kach Kevesh Makadesh. Amr Rebchia Baraba, Amr Reb Yochanan, Lo Hichshir, Rabbi Akiva El Bedokin Shabayin. Rabbi Akiva was not Machshir all types of Mumin, but only specific ones, like Dokin Shabayin, a type of eye wound, that's what is allowed. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Why? Hoel V'ksherim Ba'ofos. Since that mum is kosher when it comes to birds, Rashi points out that by birds, the only type of mum that is a problem is if it's missing a limb. Mechusar Aver. Because you need tmimus, you need complete animals, but other mumin, where you have a problem with a limb, that's not a problem by birds. Only if you're missing a limb, if you're missing a wing, if you're missing a leg. So that type of mum, which you see, is not a mum in all items, so that's the type of mum that isn't as strong of a mum, and therefore, im alu lo yerdu. That is the limitation that Rabbi Yochanan has on Rabbi Akiva Shita. V'hu shekadem mekdeisha es muma. And also, a second limitation that Rabbi Yochanan says, is that it has to be that the mum came after the hakdasha. After you already sanctified it to the base of Mikdash. But if it was before the Hakdasha, the Mum was earlier, that it would never achieve the status of Kedusha, and therefore we would say Im Alu Yerdu. Tosis points out that based on Rashi, Rashi's a pshat of why Dokin Shabayin is okay, there's nothing specific about Dokin Shabayin. It's any mum that's not Mechusar Aver. That's just an example. That's what Tosis says in Ella. Lav Dafka. Dokin Shabayin. And to who I didn't shar mumin she'ena mechusri aver. Other mumin also, they're not mechusri aver, like it says in the first parak. Yavish gapa, if the wing dried up and it's miseina, if it's missing an eye, all of those are included as well. That does it, guys. Another day, inami shar mumin pasli midrabanan. Or maybe Rashi Dafka says Dokin Shabayin, which is kosher totally by birds. Maybe other types of mumin are possible midrabanan, at least by birds, but this one, the Gemara brings specifically, is kosher even midrabanan. And that already gets on, the Achronim I saw, the Devir HaKodesh and others, gets on to the sugya of, if it's possible only midrabanan, you're going to say that that's going to make a difference whether this is called a mum on a daraisa level for im alu yerdu, im alu lo yerdu. Thank you. Is that going to be the case that relates to the issue of drabanas affecting daraisas? Tosis in the second day is suggesting that because other mumin are pasul midrabanan, therefore Rabbi Akiva would say on a daraisa level im alu yerdu. And Rabbi Akiva is only limited to Mumin, which even on a Drabanan level by birds are not possible, which is an amazing Chiddush, if that's what Tosas is saying. Maybe that's why the first day it doesn't say that. Maybe that's the 2 days in Tosas right here, how Drabanans affect definitions on the Daraisa level. So an interesting little Tosas tucked away at the end of the third parak of Zvachim. As you'll see, this is the end, because today we finished the parak, Bezrat Hashem. Also, if you see Dokin Shabayin, it should remind ourselves of, hey, Dokin Shabayin, isn't that the mum, which mum? Kamsa bar Kamsa. Remember the sugya in Negin, Daf Nun Vav, Nun Heim HaBeis, Vav Man Aleph, where we have the story that led to the Churban Bayis, of the one who invited Kamsa to the party, and by mistake, bar Kamsa came, he made a whole meal, and We know the story. I'll pay for the whole meal. I'll pay for my food. I'll pay for half the meal. I'll pay for you have ni lachad to make kula sudasech. I'm like, lo. Right, the sinas chinam that was rampant at the time. Nakte biyadei v'ukme v'afke. He threw him out. Amar, he said, Hoel v'havayasvi rabbanav alo michube. Since all the other rabbis were there and they didn't say a word, shpamina kanichaluhu. It must be that they were not bothered by it. Right, their other rabbanan were also held accountable. Ezel echol b'hor kurtza b'malka. I'm going to go tattletale. I'm going to go be malshin on the king to them. Ozel amar le l'keser modr b'chol yudai. He told the king that the Jews are rebelling against you. Amar le miyemar. The Caesar says, who says? Amar le shadil hu kurbana. Send them a carbon. Chazes imakarvin le. See if they sacrifice it. Azal shader biyade egla tilsa. He sends them an egla tilsa, which comes up in various places in Shas. What's an egla tilsa? Either it means the third baby calf from a mother, which is the most luscious and the most juicy, or egla tilsa if it's cooked a third. Different pshat about what tilsa means. Some delicious egel bahadi to kaasi shader bimuman on the way. Bar Kamsa puts a mum in the animal. Two days. Beniv Sfatayim, either he cracks the lip a little, or Vyamrila, Bidokit Shabayin. There it is. Or Dokit Shabayin. Why? Why those two? Duchta Diladidon Havi Muma Uladitu Lav Mumahu. It's only a mum for Jews, not for non-Jews. That's what he did. And then the Rabbanah had to figure out whether they were going to be Makrav anyway, Shalom Malchus, and we have the story of Zechariah ben Avkulis, who defends the fact that you're not allowed to do it, was what he did positive, was what he did negative, machlokas in the Achronim. But there, so the Gemara really could have said here that Doked Shaba'ayin as well, because not only is kosher by birds, it's kosher by goyim, right, based on that Gemara. That also shows that it is less of a mum. Either way, but the Gemara here chooses to say, it is kosher by birds. Okay? Important 2 days in the Tosis like we had. So let's continue now. So again, Rabbi Akiva says, even if a Baal Mum goes up on the Mizbeach, we apply the principle of Im Alu Lo Yerdu, it stays up. And Rabbi Yochanan limited that in 2 ways. Thank you very much. 2 ways. Number one, if the Mum is a Mum that is kosher in other areas. And number two, only if the Hakdasha happened before the Mum got there. And the Gemara continues, Umoda Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva though admits that Im Alu Yerdu, that the animal has to come down, but Olas Nekeva. If somebody tries to be Makriv in Olas Nekeva, if an Olas Nekeva goes up on the Mizbeach, an Ola has to be male. So if somebody's Makriv, Makdish, a Nekeva for an Ola, so then, Dekiman, Dekadamumai, Delectationdami. It's as if the Mum came before the Hakdasha, because the whole Mahus of that animal is a Mum. It's not really a Mum in other animals, right? So this is a different type of Mum. It is a mum only because it's an ola. If it was other, if it was a chatas has to be female. Ola has to be male. Other animals could be both. But here, it's the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva would admit, though, that a female ola would be not kadosh and would come down. So Masa from Zeir, is that really true? Why is this all here? Because of right now. The Brisa that we just had at the end of yesterday said, Hamala mehen bachutz patur. The Brisa said that if I am makriv, the fetus or the placenta of the animal, so then I am patur. If I'm makriv, that bachutz. Why? Because that's not migufei dezevach. That's not a naked part of the animal. And the iser of shchutei chutz, the iser of being makriv an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, is only if you're makriv an ikar part of the animal. But so the Braisa said, if you're makriv the baby, you're pater. Mashma hameiman chayiv. Mashma, we're medayik that if you're makriv from the mother, you'd be chayiv. And heichi mishkachasla. What type of animal must we be talking about? Ba'olas nekeva. We must be talking about an olas nekeva. Why? Well, we're talking about, what's the other choice? We're talking about you're sacrificing the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash. If you're sacrificing the meat of a shlamim, then you're not chayav for shchut echutz anyway. Because you're only chayav for shchut echutz for something that is hukrav on the mizbeach inside. If you're makrav that outside, then you're chayav for shchut echutz. But the basar of the shlamim is eaten. It's not hukrav. The basar of every other karbon is eaten. Only the emurin, only the fats of the other karbonos. But here we're talking about the basar pashtus. So if we're talking about the basar, which basar is hukrav on the mizbeach? Only an ola. So we must be talking about an ola, but we're talking about babies. So it must be a nekeva. So we must be talking about an ola sekeva. So what does the Braisa Sita say? An ola, if you're makriv It olas the keva outside, you are pater. So who is that going according to? So I amid bishlama kasava Rabbi Akiva olas the keva. Im also lo seire. If Rabbi Akiva holds that an olas the keva also has kedusha, and therefore if it goes up on the mizbeach, it does not come down. So hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. So we could also suggest that this brisa that we are madayik that says if you're makrivim olas the keva bachutz you're chayiv, only the baby you're going to be pater. But the keva bachutz you're going to be chayiv, that's fine. Why? Because again, we're putting together two halachas about olas the keva. If it goes up on the mizbeach, or if you're makrivim at bachutz. So, if it has any type of kedusha, that if it's ola on the mizbeach, it stays there, in lo yerdu, and if you're makriv bachutz, you're gonna be chayiv. So if Rabbi Akiva holds those two things, fine. Eli amrinim also teiri. But if it's true, what we just said about moda Rabbi Akiva, that an ola sakeva is like an animal which got a mum before it was hukdash, even though it really wasn't a mum. It's only a mum because you were makdash it for an ola. That's the chiddush. You don't say, oh, it's pashut. It has a good. No, it's not pashut. Because if you would have been makravit for a different carbon, it wouldn't be a mum. It's only a mum because you were makravit for an ola. But if we say that I'm also teirid, Eli Yamrin I'm also teirid, meaning there's no kedusha to this animal, so hamani. So which is this brisa? Who is the opinion that says, hamale bachutz, you're going to be chaya for the mother? So the Gemara says, we made a wrong diuk. Ema hamale man bachutz pater, hamei mure iman chayiv. Right, no, it's if you're mala bachutz pater, what's the diyak? If you're mala from the emurin, from the fats of the mother chayef, and therefore, that could be any animal. That could be a shlamim, that could be a chatas, because it's talking about from the fats of the animal, not from the basar of the animal. The fats of every animal is given on the mizbeach, and therefore, you could be chayef for giving that bachutz. Ay, vaha mehen k'tani, but doesn't the brisa say mala mehen? If you're mala from this fetus or placenta, the imuntum you did too. And what do you mean from them? What's the ikker part of the animal? The basar, the flesh. And don't we compare then the mother to them? So just like if you're makri from their flesh, you're going to be pater. If you're makri from the mother's flesh, you're going to be chayiv. So where it says no, ela ema hama'ale me'emuriehen bachutz pater. What really the brisa means is that if you're makre from the fats of the babies, you're going to be pater. And from there, we can be medayek. If you're makre from the fats of the mother, hamei mure iman chayev. But again, it's talking about a murin, and therefore, it does not have to be talking about ola. It can be talking about shlamim, or chatos, or any other carbon. Okay? That brings us up to the Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah. More Higol halachas, as we're going to have a lot of. Shachtu, almanas, lahaniach, ezdamo, o emurav, lamachar. I shecht a karban. This Mishnah is all going to be about puzzle types of machshavis, along with pigol. Like we had last time. What if you only do a pachas v'kazayis? What if you have a pigol thought with something that's not roi lachila? That was the last Mishnah. Now, what if you have a different type? Yes, so you have a almanas that you're going to leave over the blood. We had this once before called machsheves hinuach. You have a machshava that you're not going to do this rika. Not that you're going to do this rika in the wrong spot. So you've originally shecht the animal. Amnas lahaniach esdamo. Oy mur of lamachar. That you're going to violate nosar. You're going to leave over the blood. You're going to leave over the emurin, which could turn into nosar. Lamachar. O lahotzion lachutz. Or to take them out. Have a machshavas yotze. So Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says those machshavas are posel. Just like as we'll see in the Gemara, if you actually did it, it passels. So too, if you have a machshava that you're going to do that passels. The chacham machshirin, the chacham say kosher. No, because that is not a problem. That's not pigol. There's no source in the Torah that should be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even though it's not an achila, even though it's not a haktara, it's not pigol, but it's still going to be passel. Good. Amanas litznon al gabe hakevesh. What if? We discussed earlier, what if you actually did the zrika in the wrong spot? Now we're talking about if you had machshava to do the zrika in the wrong spot. Almanas litanon agabia kevesh, shalok keneged hayisod, if you have in mind to do the zrika on the ramp. Or shalok keneged hayisod. So there's another halacha. Does the ramp have the status of mizbeach? Hopefully we'll talk about this a little bit in Sefer HaMitzvah Shir today. The mitzvah today is the last one in Parshas Yisro, not going up the ramp with big steps. So we're going to talk a little bit about the status of the ramp regarding various halachas. So far we had two of them today. Number one, we had the halacha of imalo yerdu, and also we have the halacha of zrika. So I'm asking the Ragabi Akevesh, shelo kineged hayisod, or not near the mizbeach where there is a yisod, meaning the southeast side corner of the mizbeach. We know there was no yisod. The Gemara is going to say later on that that part of the mizbeach could not have a yisod. Why? We've mentioned this in the past. Uncleus in Parsha Zos HaBracha tells us that the entire Mizbeach has to be within Shevet Binyamin, right? Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf. It's got to be like a wolf who eats all the karbanas. So Yehuda, the border of Yehuda Binyamin, was right there. That's why the Mizbeach had to be cut off. The bottom right, the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod, because the border went right there. So the whole northwest side of the Mizbeach, that whole side was Binyamin. The whole south east side, that was Yehuda. That was David HaMelech, right? Separation of church and state. You have the Mizbeach, the religious, this is true, on a Hashkafic level. You don't mix Binyamin and Yehuda. They each have different powers. Binyamin was the Mizbeach, and the Yehuda was the Malchus. So, there was no Yisod in the southeast. So if I sprinkle the blood on top of the Mizbeach, so it's going to flow down, and there's no Yisod there. Or if I think to do the Zrikas in the wrong spot, above the Chut HaSikra, when I'm supposed to do it below the Chut HaSikra, or vice versa, or you have Zrikas that are supposed to be done on the outer Mizbeach, and you have Kavana to do it on the inner Mizbeach, or the opposite, or She Yochluhu to Mayhem. I have in mind that I'm going to give this, and tummy people are going to eat it. She yakrivuhu tameyin, or that tummy people are going to be makriv the animal, be makterit. She yochluhu arelim, or that arelim are going to be makterit. She yakrivuhu arelim. All these people are possible to eat it. They're possible to be makrivit. L'shaber atzmos haPesach. Let's say I have in mind that I'm going to eat the current Pesach and break the bones. Isser daraisa, to break the bones of the current Pesach. Or le'achol mimenuna, or I have kavana that I'm going to eat the Karban Pesach raw, another avera of an iser na. All these cases, we'll talk about these. Let's just finish the sentence. Ula arev damo bedam psulim, or I have kavana that I am going to mix this dam before I'm zorek it with pasul dam kosher. In all these cases, we hold that this is not a machshava that causes problems. It's meaningless. Why? This is the rule. She'ein machshava poselas ella b'chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo v'pesach v'chadash lo l'shman. That's the rule. That's an underlying rule. What are the machshavas poselos that are recognized by the Torah? Chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo. Right. Those are the two that are learned out from the pasuk by Pigol and shelo l'shma by pesach v'chadash. We have psukim for that in the first parak. Right. The other one, shelo l'shma, might affect the karban by other karbanas, but it doesn't pasul it. Doesn't pile, it's kosher, and it doesn't count for the bialim, because you've cut the connection between this carbon and the owner, but you have not pasled the carbon. That is the shita of the Rabbanan. These isurim, we discussed in the Sefer Mitzvah Shir, related to the isur of eating it, not in the isur of breaking the bones. So you remember the isur of eating it, isur in mitzvah zayin, the chesever chen account, shlo leachol ha-pesach na umavushal. It's an isur da-raisa, to eat a karban pesach raw or cooked. What's the shorish behind the mitzvah? What's the reason for that? Lizkar nesi mitzrayim. First of all, to remember, nesi mitzrayim, how was that? We were commanded to eat a dafka roasted, right, roasted, tzli. Why? Because that's the derech b'nei malachim, to eat it tzli. To eat it like that, and therefore we have to be like Malachim. The Chizkuni gives another answer. The Chizkuni says, no, you have to eat it roasted, because every detail of the Karban Pesach, the Chizkuni says, was to show the Mitzrayim that their God was not a God. That is why you have to hold the sheep tied to your bed for 4 days beforehand. Why? Because what happens if there's a sheep tied to my bed for 4 days? The whole night, what's it going to be doing? And the Egyptian neighbors are going to hear their God tied up to my bed. And then you have to barbecue it. Why? Because if somebody in the neighborhood has a barbecue, everybody smells it. Because the neighbors are going to smell this sheep, and you have to roast it whole. It's got to be whole. You can't cut it up. So they pass by, they see, oh, it's a different kind of steak. No, they see exactly what it is. Every little detail. And whether you have to do a Bein Arbayim. What's Bein Arbayim? Because in the morning, they're in the fields, they're at work. Bein Arbayim, everybody's coming home from work. That's all when they... Every detail of the Karban Pesach, says the Chizkuni, is to show the Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only God. So that's part of what's behind this Isser of Sholoch ala Pesach no mavushal. What about the other Isser? Shviras ha'atzamos. So that is the other Isser in Mitzvah Tezayin. Shalosh per Esam and Pesach. This is one of the first places where the Sefer HaChinuch says his famous line, Acharei ha'pulos imshachos ha'levavos. We are affected by what we do. Our actions affect our feelings and our religious personalities. And therefore, breaking bones is a type of gluttonous eating. I'm giving it to me. Right? So that's why the halacha is, eat calmly. Don't break the bones, and if we do that, that'll affect us inherently. We'll eat b'derech eretz, and then I'll make me a person of derech eretz. That is the two isurim that are alluded to in this Mishnah, that breaking the bones and eating it raw is an isur, but if you think about that, so then that would not be a problem, that would not be an isur. Okay, so the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda says, a machshava of, Rabbi Yehuda Ali says his shita only on the first two psulim. If you have a kavana to leave it over, or you have kavana to take it outside. Those two, Rabbi Yehuda says, pasul. If you have all the other psulim, Rabbi Yehuda does not, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to us. We'll see why. But those two psulim, Rabbi Yehuda says, pasul's the carbon. My time is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Trey Kreik, Siva Benosar. There are two psukim that are written by Nosar. Kasav Echad Omer, Losa, Sirim, Menu, Ad Boker. One pasuk says, don't leave it over until the morning. Because of Echad Omer, Lo, Yaniach, Menu, Ad Boker. Don't be Moserit. Don't leave it over till the morning. Im Eino, Inyan, Lahaniach. If you don't need the pasuk to tell me Lahaniach, because you had that from the other pasuk. Taneo, Inyan, Machshev, Taneo, Leinyan, Machsheves, Hinuach. So if it's not talking about actually leaving it over, the isser of leaving over Nosar, so it must be talking about a case of machsheves hinuach, leaving it over in thought. Which is a chiddush as well, because even that isser is not a full isser where you're going to get punished for it. So lavani tiklase. Isser of Nosar has an assay connected to it, burning it. But even that is enough to passel it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, hi kral l'hach Yehuda asa. Is that really true that pasuk of lo yaniach and lo so siru are used up for this? Hi mi boile, look at the Tanya. No, we need it to tell you just the halacha of no sir in the first place. As follows, uvisar zevach todah shlamav. The pasuk says the meat of the zevach of the todah that is a shlamim lamadnu l'todah shenechalas liyom v'layla. So I learned from that pasuk explicitly that how long do you have to eat a todah for? Day and night. Most karbanos shlamim, you have day, night, day. If I bring a karban shlamim on Wednesday, so then I can eat it the rest of Wednesday night, and Thursday, I'm allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it the following night, but you don't burn it till the next morning. Right, that's halacha by shlamim. But once in a while, you have a shlamim that can only be eaten a day and night. One of them is toda. Maybe another one is karban pesach. Right, maybe you have even less time to eat it. You can't eat it by day. You can only eat it by night. Not even the whole night, possibly. So says the pasuk. So this is only by toda that I know I have to eat it day night. Chalifin, what if I have a substitute toda? I lost my toda, so I got another one, and then I found my first one. Uvlados, what if I have a vlad toda? My toda had a baby before I was makrivit. Tamuros, or I was meimir. I have a toda, I'm like, I want to give this animal instead. So that's an isadaraisa, but now they're both kadosh. Minayin, how do I know that all of those quasi-todos, they also are limited in what when they're allowed to be eaten? Only day-night. Tamalomar, uvisar, only the meat, from that extra word, didn't have to say that word. Chatas v'ashem minayin, how do I know chatas v'ashem, which are kachi kachim, so those, obviously, have a higher condition, they have only allowed to eat it day and night. And ola is not eaten, so that's nothing to talk about. But a chatas and an ashem, which are kachi kachim, you have to eat it day and night. How do you know that? Tamalomar zevach. Fine. Uminayan Larabos, Shalmei Nazir, Vishalmei Pesach. How do I know to include Shalmei Nazir, the shlamim that a Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris, which is also limited? Vishalmei Pesach. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. We'll just go with Rashi's pshat now. Rashi says this means Chagigas Yudalid. We bring a carbon Chagiga along with the carbon Pesach so that I could fulfill the mitzvah of eating the carbon Pesach al Hasova. Alasova, as I become satiated. I'm not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach earlier, only as I become satiated. So therefore, you bring a Chagigas Yudalin along with it. That is why Chagigas Yudalin is not a Chova. It's only if you don't have enough Pesach for everyone to become full with. But if you have enough Pesach, and you have one animal for two people, you don't need a Chagigas Yudalin. The Chagiga brought on Yontif itself, that's a Chova. Shalmei Simcha. But Shalbi Simcha, that's the chagiga of the day. But Shalbi Pesach, according to Rashi, is chagiga Yudal Tabalomar. How do you know those are also limited in time? Shlomav. So, from the word shlomav. Lachme Toda, what about the breads that go along with the Karban Toda? The 40 loaves that are brought? The chalos or kikim shebet nazir? Or the other loaves, two types of karbanas that have loaves with it. The karban of the nazir and the lachme Toda. The Toda has more. The Toda has 40. Four types, 10 each. 40 loaves, minayin. So how do I know those are also limited? You have to eat it that day. Tabalomar, karbano. Right? It says karbano. Kulon, koran, ibahem, lo yaniach. Question mark. All of them, I say, the Israel of lo yaniach applies to. But what do you see? That all these psukim of lo yaniach and lo sasira are used up to teach me karbanis. All the different types of karbanis. So how could we suggest that Rabbi Yehuda uses this to teach me to include not only actually leaving it over, but thinking about leaving it over? Right? How could you say that's included? So the Gemara says, no, im kein lema krab, lo sosiru. No, then the Gemara could have just said, the Torah could have said lo sosiru twice. My lo yaniach, why does it use the different lashon of lo yaniach to teach me this extra halacha? Emeinu inyan lehinuach, tanehu inyan lemachsheves hinuach, period. So that is the source that for a Yehuda, that even thinking about leaving over the dam or the emurin, passels the carbon. We mentioned at various times in the past, the Chiddush of the Netziv in Parshas Sav, points out that it's interesting that the Karban Toda, out of all Karban Shlamim, is the one that has a much limited time, more limited time to eat it. You can only eat the Karban Toda through the night. You can't eat the Karban Toda like a Shlamim day, night, day. And also, Karban Toda has a limited time, and you have more to eat. You have these 40 loaves. Okay, four of them you give to the Kohanim. But 36 others, you're left with the Bilam. So already 36 loaves. So even if they're matzahs, they're not well, 30 of them are matzahs, 10 of them are chametz. So 30 are matzahs. Let's say you have 27 matzahs and 9 challahs to eat. You can eat that all one night, so that it says, no, what's the point? In order for it not to be no, sir, you have to invite your family, your friends, all of your neighbors. That's the whole point of a Karban Toda. It's one of the sources, says that it's for making a Sudas Hodah, to be mefarsem, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. You have so much to eat, so little time to eat it, the Torah, Halacha, forces me to be mefarsem and share. That's the whole point of the Karban Toda, the machshava behind that halacha. That is number one related to the lachme toda. Let's get back for a minute to the shalmei Pesach. So Rashi said, what are the shalmei Pesach that's being referred to? Chagigas Yudalid. And that's called shalmei Pesach, according to Rashi. Shlomim that are connected to the Pesach. Tosfos argues, Tosfos not here, Tosfos in the Shilu Kubesis here says, look at Tosfos earlier. Tosfos earlier on Daf Tes quotes, there it also says the language of Shlomim Haboyim Machmas HaPesach, right in Daf Tes of Aleph, and Tosfos quotes Rashi here, and he says that's wrong, because the Chagigas Yudalid is like a regular Shlomim, day, night, day. You're allowed to eat that afterwards. So Tosfos thinks that Rashi is wrong. What is this talking about? Shalmei Pesach is talking about Moser Pesach. If you have left over, let's say you lost your Karban Pesach, so you made another one, and then you found the first one. You have left over Karban Pesach. So Moser Pesach, that's what's limited. But Shalmei Pesach would not be limited. So it's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. If you look in the Ein Mishpat here, you see there is a little ches by the Shalmei Pesach. So you look in the Ein Mishpat, by Ches, in Os Ben Vav, Rambam, Perek Yud, Mehilchos Karban Pesach, Halacha Tezayin, Udeloka Hai Brisa. Very unusual for the Ein Mishpat to quote put a letter where you don't, he doesn't. Usually the letter, oh, that's the halacha. Here he quotes the letter and he says, you should know, here's the letter, and the Rambam argues on this brisa. This brisa says Shalmei Pesach is eaten for limited, but the Rambam really holds that Shalmei Pesach is day, night, day. So if you look at the Cheshek Shlomo in the back, or Shlomo Kluger says, I don't know why the Ein Mishpat does this. Maybe the Rambam holds like Tosfos and not Rashi. What is the Ein Mishpat? What is he bothered by? He says, "Oh, the Rambam holds that you're allowed to eat the Chagigas Yudalid for day, night, day. So it must be that he's arguing. Must be he's arguing on Rashi. No, he's arguing on this Brisa. No, maybe he'll learn this Brisa like Tosfos does. The Brisa. What does it mean here? Moser Pesach, and therefore the Rambam is agreeing with the Brisa. The Cheshek Shlomo Sahara, Rabbi Medayik in the Ein Mishpat. Ein Mishpat was a He was giving a pshat, even though we usually think he's just saying where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is, but he's also saying he has a viewpoint of that, and therefore the Cheshek Shlomo says, I argue with him here, I think the Rambam could be like Tosas of Pshat and not Rashi's Pshat. Okay. Let's continue. So we found a source for Rabbi Yehuda, half of Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a machshava to leave it over, that is possible. So the Gemara now continues in the middle. Ha teinach lahaniach. So we found a source for leaving it over. Lahotzi ma'ikal meimar. But Rabbi Yehuda also says that if you have kavana to be motzi, that also possibles. Where's that source? Va'od, and also time of Rabbi Yehuda svaru. What are we even looking for a pasuk for? Isn't it a svara? D'tanya, because the Brisa says, Amar Lahu Rabbi Yehuda, you know Rabbi Yehuda says, Iyatem modim shem hinichu lamachar shehu pasol, avchisha lamichu lamachar pasol. Rabbi Yehuda is based on a svara. If it's going to pasol if you do it, it's going to pasol if you think about doing it. That's Rabbi Yehuda svara. El the time of Rabbi Yehuda svaru, and therefore it's a svara. Right, this line reminds us of the line that's found twice in other places in Shas, of Lama Likra Svaru. That's basically what the Gemara says. This Gemara, the Zvachan, doesn't get as much press as the other two Gemaras, because it doesn't say those words. But Lama Likra Svaru, the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, by Amos Mechaver Olav Araya, and the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Chav Beis, where the Gemara talks about Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hitir. By both of those concepts, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, and then says, what do you need a Pasuk for? It's a Svara. So the Gemara says, you're right, and it uses the Pasuk for something else. Same exact thing here. The Gemara quoted a source for Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara says, you don't need the source. It's a svara. Whatever is possible. If you do it, it's possible. If you think about doing it, so fine. So the Gemara says, one second. If that's true, the niflog nami Rabbi Yehuda b'kulu. What about the rest of the Mishnah? The whole rest of the Mishnah quotes psulim. If a tame eats it, if an RL eats it, if you do the zrikas in the wrong spot, if you mix up the blood, if you break the bones, all of those are problematic. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, if you think about those, it's going to be puzzle? He only argues on the first two, not on the rest. So the Gemara goes through each one. Behei Niflum, which one are you telling me? Bishover Atzamos HaPesach, what? If you think about breaking the bones, V'lechem Enuna, Zivcha Degufa, Mi Mifsa, what? If you break the bones, the Karban Pesach becomes puzzle? No. You did an Aveira. You ate it in the wrong way. That's not going to puzzle the Karban. If you roast it in the wrong way, that's going to puzzle the Karban? No. The Karban was kosher, but now you messed up in the eating. Continuing, Amenasha Yochluhu Tameyim, Meshach Yiruvuhu Tameyim. On Amenas, that tummy people are going to eat it or be makrovit. Zivcha Gufa Mi Mifsal. Again, does that ruin the Zevach? Remember, you already did the Zrika. This is Amenas that they're going to eat it or be makrovit. So, eat it. If something goes wrong with the eating, that doesn't ruin the Karban. This Makrava is talking about Haktar Seymurin. So that's again, not Ma'akev. So in neither of these actions possible the carbon. She yochluhu arelim, she yakrivu arelim. Again, zivcha gufa mi mifsal. If an RL eater is makriv the emurin, that's not going to possible the carbon. Lishnachri, no, related to this, we have another way to get out of it. Kol kamine. Is it within his power? That means, what? I could say, oh, I'm going to, a tame and RL is going to eat it. No, they're not. If I try to give this to a tame, maybe the tame will say, no, I'm not doing the avoda. What? I have control over all people? To a tamei person or an RL to make them be makrovit, it's not going to have a machshava for that. It's not in my control. Viter la'ariv dam b'dam psulim. What else did the Mishnah say? To mix the blood with dam psulim, that also doesn't ruin it. Rabbi Yehuda la'tamei. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. We mentioned this yesterday. Da amar ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, who says when you have dam mixed up with each other, dam is dam mevatel dam. As I alluded to yesterday, I brought it in today. That's the Gemara in Menachas Daf Chav Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino lo batel. When you have two minim mixed with each other, we discuss this at length. In the last parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah, spoke of all about kashrus and min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, solids, liquids, tam, shame. All the discussions there. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't dam avatal dam, min b'mino is lo batel. So I mentioned yesterday that the Ron and Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis uses this. We don't possibly like Rabbi Yehuda in ain't dam avatal dam. But so therefore, what do we use this for? Lamaisa. The Ron uses it for the principle of davar sheish lo matirin is not batel. Something that is going to become mutter, let's say muksa. If something muksa gets mixed up, nolad, the Daf Beis in Beitza. Well, I have an egg that was laid today, and then I got mixed up in other eggs. And it's Yantif. Beishal Dabayla got mixed up. So is that Asr? So it's Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. You might as well wait till tomorrow. Because it's going to be Mutter anyway. That's Rashi Svara. You might as well wait. The Ron says no. It's a different Svara. Bittul only applies when there is a clash between two items. There's a clash, so one item overpowers the other item. But if you have two things that are very similar to each other, they could coexist. and therefore there's no clash. That's min bamino lo batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. They can coexist. That's the Svara suggests the Ran for Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, it's not Isser falling into Heter, because it's really Mutter. It's going to be Mutter tomorrow. So halachically is categorized as Heter beHeter. That's the Svara, why we would say Dovah Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel. Right? And that's what he says right here in the Darman and Beis, based on this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Okay, so that's why that doesn't possible. That Machshava. Viter. Litena Sanitana Lamala Lamata Lamata Lamala. What about if I have the Machshava to put the Dam in the wrong spot? Again, Rabbi Yehuda Time made no problem. As we had earlier, Rabbi Yehuda might hold that the wrong spot is okay, but the Eved is called Bimkomo, and therefore that Machshava does not pass. What about the Liflog? At least we have one more to try. The Liflog, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue in the following case? Rashi explains the question is on the half of this case. In the case where you're supposed to sprinkle blood on the outer mizbeach and you bring it inside, that's for sure pasul. Because we learned earlier that the second that you bring dam inside, that pasuls it. So therefore, why don't we, if his svara, again, is, if you actually did it, it's going to pasul. So if you think about it, it should pasul. So then why doesn't he say in this case, if you think about doing a zrika bachutz bifnim, you should say that pasul the karbon. So Gemara says no. Kesavah Rabbi Yehuda has another requirement. Be'inan makom shehei meshulash bedam bebasar ube'emurin. The only time a machshava is going to pasul is in a spot which is home for blood, meat, and emurin and fats. Meaning only the mizbeach achitzon. Mizbeach apnimi only gets blood. Right, there's no fats and there's no meat that's brought inside on the mizbeach apnimi, the mizbeach haktores. The Mizbeach Hazav, three names. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that Machshav is not going to pass. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Umi is player of Rabbi Yehuda high Svara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold of this Svara? That it's got to be all three? The Ha'atanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Davar Ra. You can't bring a Davar Ra as a carbon. Ribakan, what is that including? Chata Sheshachta Bedaro, the Chata Shenichnas Dama Lefnim Psula. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, a chatas that you shecht in the south, meaning not in the north side of the Mizbeach, how it has to be, and a chatas whose dam goes inside. What does that mean? Rashi explains, if you think to be machmas the dam imsai psula, so you see he does passel it. You think he does passel it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would argue in that case. Continues the Gemara, v'les l'Rabbi Yehuda shlishi. Rabbi Yehuda, and he would reject the fact that you need shlishi. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. He rejected it, and therefore, you see, he would pasul, he should pasul in this case, if you have a machshava to do a zrikas chutz bifnim. Because you see, he does pasul that in the Braisa, b'feirish. So the Gemara says, one second, v'les l'Rabbi Yehuda shlishi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that svara of shlishi, that the only machshava problems would be on the outer mizbeach, where you have shlishi, meaning you have dam and emurin and basar, but v'hatnan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, hichnis b'shogeg kasher. If I brought the dam inside b'shogeg, that does not passel the carbon. Ha-b'mezid, passel. If I brought it inside b'mezid, it's passel. V'kaimalan b'shekiper. But not only if I bring it in, when does the dam that's nichnas lefnim, it's a separate aveira, we had it once earlier, it's a mishnah later on. If I bring dam, that's supposed to be outside, if I bring it in, that passels the dam. But there's a machlokes, and Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, that's only if you actually did zrikas inside. You did kapara, what brings kapara inside. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you actually bring the dam inside, it's only a problem if you did zrikas. So let's think about this for a minute. Hashta, now, uma hasab aile aila, e keeper in, e low, keeper low, even if you actually brought it in, it's only a problem, it only passes if you actually did zrikas also. So hacha, dechashiv chashuve lo kol shekein. So surely here, if you just thought to bring it in, surely it's not going to be a problem. Second of you to suggest that it's going to be a problem, even if you just bring it in. If you actually bring it in, it's not a problem until you do the zrikas. So surely, if you just think about bringing it in. So the Gemara ends up by saying, Tre tanoi aliba Rabbi Yehuda. It's machlokas tanoim. It's machlokas later tanoim in Rabbi Yehuda. Whether, so lamaskana, does Rabbi, if Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I think about doing the zrika chutz, Pnim. Does that possible the carbon? Machlokas. Machlokas tanam within Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos just quotes, just the.
And if you actually do it, it's also machlokas.
If you actually do it, correct. If you actually do it, it's also machlokas. One Tana would say that you have to be mechaper with it, you have to do the zrikas also, and the other Tana, Lachara, would say that it's you only have to bring it in. You don't have to do the kapara.
Okay,
correct.
So therefore, we keep the principle that there's no difference between the machshava. Correct.
We keep that principle, no difference between machshava and ma'isa. The Tosfos on the bottom asks, we're not going to do his answer, the Achronim try to figure out what his answer means. Tosfos on the bottom, if you say this svara of, if it's not going to be puzzle itself, surely machshava about it is not going to be puzzle, then that ruins the whole concept of pigle. Why? Because by pickle, if I actually leave over a carbon without any problematic thought, I'm not chayef karis if I eat it. But if I think about chus l'zvano, I'm chayef karis if I eat it. So the whole kind of pickle, the machshav is worse than the maisa. So that's a great kasha. Tosfos deals with it in the bottom Tosfos. Okay, Viker. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda chata shalto bedarom. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chatas that is shechted in the darom, yehei chayef, you're going to be chayef, that's a problem? You might think that if you shach the chadash in the darm, you're chayiv malkas tamalomar losizbach lashem alakecha sharbaseh v'chulu. No, it says don't shach the sharbaseh kol davara. What does that mean? Al davara tamachayiv over yitamachayiv al chadash shachta bedarim. You're only chayiv if there's a problem with the animal itself. What's a davara? Rashi says a mum shebegalui, right? An open balmum. That's going to be the problem. But not if you shechted in the darom. So again, trei tanai libe Rabbi Yehuda, machlokas tanoim, within Rabbi Yehuda, whether if you shecht an animal not in the tzafon, does that pasul, are you chayav malchus for that? Period. Amar Rabbi Abba, umode Rabbi Yehuda. So we finished that section, now we go on to the next. Rabbi Yehuda admits, Rabbi Yehuda who says, that if I have a machshava hinuach, or a machshava's yotze, I have a machshava to leave over the dam or to take the dam out, it passes the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda admits that if in a later avoda I think pigle, it becomes pigle. Umode Rabbi Yehuda shechozer v'kovel l'pigle. What's the big chiddush of that? The big chiddush of that is what we've said many times already. Doesn't pigle need yater kol mitzvah matirav? Pigle has to be perfect besides the pigle makshava. Yet, Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Yehuda would agree here, that if you have these thoughts, if you thought in this next avoda, amanas, to eat a chutz l'zmano, we don't say that it's kfar nifsal b'machshev es hinuach. Why? Amar Rabba Teta, I'll prove it to you. The pigol lefnei zrika lo klomu, v'asya zrika v'kavalei b'pigol. Because after all, says Rabba, every pigol thought has a machshev es hinuach in it. What does pigol mean? I think I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow. So included in that is that I'm going to leave over the dam. It's included in that. And what happens in a regular pigle case? The machshava doesn't really have teeth until I actually do the zrika. Because until I'm yakriv kol amater kibitzvah, so it's not pigle. If I have that thought that I never do the zrika, then it's never going to achieve the status of pigle. So every pigle thought has a machshava sinuach in it, and nothing really happens until the zrika anyway. So do we hear. You have a machshava sinuach thought, but so what? Every pigle has that. So doesn't that prove that... That's the svar for Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you have a machshav esinuach thought earlier, it would still be okay later to make it into pickle. And the Gemara says, "Velohi, no, you really cannot compare that. I don't agree. Hasam hu chad machshavahi. By a regular case of pickle, it's one thought. You had one thought in one avoda to leave it over. Hacha tre machshavos. Your right is always included, but here you've separated. It's two machshavos. In, let's say, in machshava of shchita, you had kavana to do hinuach. In machshava of kabbalah, you had zrika shlo bezmano. So it's two separate thoughts.
What kind of idea is that? We've learned before that when you intertwine pickle and non-pickle thoughts.
I'm sorry?
When you intertwine pickle and non-pickle thoughts, it's
I'm saying, so we're saying, even if it's not pigle, this is saying, even in this case, it's not pigle, where you have a thought that's usually included. This is going like what you're saying. This thought, which is usually included in pigle, if you think of it as a separate stage, it's going to ruin it. And therefore, you cannot compare and say, Rabbi Yehuda's going to say that this is pigle. It's exactly what you're saying. If you have a separate, different thought, it's going to prevent pigle. See, even if you have a thought that's usually included in pigle, as a separate thought, it's going to prevent it from being pigle. So, it's no raya. And Esvi, I even ask you a kasha. Esvi, Rav Huda, Rav Abba, Lita, Zitar, Labala, Labata, Labata, Labala. If I have a thought to do the machshava in the wrong spot, La alter kosher. If I have it, but if I have kavana to do it today in the wrong spot, it's kosher. Shalom b'mkomo k'mkomo. Chazar v'chishiv chus l'mkomo. And if I later on in the avoda have a thought chus l'mkomo, pasol v'ed mokareis, chutz l'zmano, pigo v'chayav l'av kareis, because I didn't have any problematic thought earlier. Shalom b'mkomo is k'mkomo. L'machar, but if I have kavanah to do it in the wrong spot tomorrow, pasol, and what does this mean? Pasol, we were mokim, we quoted this in the second parak, and we were mokim this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it really means, you had machshavas hinuach. You had machshava to leave it over tomorrow, pasol. Chazar v'chishev, bein b'chuz l'zman b'chuz l'mkomo, pasol v'yim mokaris. So it's explicitly against. We were mokim this brisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that on the earlier, that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you had a thought to leave it over, l'machar pasol, and then it says, if you had another pigle thought afterwards, there's no kares, tiyufta derabi abba tiyufta. So he's knocked out. Meaning, l'maskana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no pigle. Once you have this thought, there is no pigle, it ruins it. Amrav chizam ravina barsila, chishav sheyuchlu temeyim l'machar, chayiv. What if I have kavana that a tummy person is going to eat it tomorrow? Chayiv. I am chayiv in that case, says the Rashi, that is pigle. We don't say that this is like an non-achila, right? Eating something that is in oroi. If I have a machshava that a tummy person is going to eat it tomorrow, chayiv. This is what we're going to reject this lamaskana. Amar Rava, Teda, I'll prove it to you. The basar lefnei zrika lo chazi. Hey, basar, before you do the zrika, you're also not allowed to eat. V'chi b'chashe be'mifsal, and yet if you have a pigle thought during the shechita, it becomes pigle. So what's the difference, says Rava, between meat before the zrika, which you're not allowed to eat, and a tummy person eating it tomorrow? He's also not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, one second, big difference. Valohi, hasam zarkamichzi. Here it's just an early stage. Once you do the zrika, it's going to be able to be eaten. Hachal lemechzi kala, tummy person eating it? Don't compare that. And therefore the Gemara says, lomaskana, if I have kavana that a tummy person is going to eat it, it's not pigle, because that's not called a good achila. Tosas on top wonders why this is true, that if I have kavana that a tummy person is going to eat it, it's not pigle, while if I have kavana that a dog is going to eat it, it is pigle. So that's a kasha that Tosos deals with on top. You can look at the Tosos. Amar Rav Chisda, Margalah Bapube de Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinina. Rav Dimi always liked to say, Basar Pesach Shalo Hutzla, if you have meat of the Karen Pesach that was not roasted, V'lach Mitoda Shalo Hormu, and Lach Mitoda, the 40 loaves that you're supposed to take off one loaf per type. Four loaves are given to the Kohen, but you didn't. By these items, Chayavin Alei Mishum Tumah. What's the chiddush? If you eat these when you're tameh, you're chayiv. Even though usually we assume that you're only chayiv for tumah, if it is roi to be eaten by a tahar, you're going to be chayiv if you eat it when you're tameh. These aren't fully roi to be eaten. You didn't take off the extra loaves yet. You didn't roast it. But still, it doesn't matter. You're still chayiv for tumah, even though it's not nitel agamri for tahorin. Amar Rava Teda. So Rava says, again, I'll try to prove it to you. Detanya asher l'ashem. It says, by the emurin asher l'ashem, L'rabos imuri kachem kalim latuma, to include kachi kalim, the fats of kachi kalim, if you eat those when you're tamei, it's still, you are going to be chayiv. Alma, what do you see from there? Even though they're not really supposed to be eaten, the fats are supposed to be burned, if you eat that, you're going to be chayiv. So hachanami, so to hear, if you eat the lachmei toda before taking off the ones going to the kohen, or if I eat the garam pesach before it was roasted, so the same thing, they're not b'nei achila, but I can still be chayiv mishum tuma. And the Gemara again says, v'lohi. The emurin are chazu, they're roi for whatever they're supposed to be doing. Meaning, they're supposed to be burned, so they're ready to be burned. So if you eat that betuma, you can still be chayiv for it. But the other things under discussion, they're not roi for anything. Or another way to say it, lishnach rina, look at the Bach, os aleph, lishnach rina, velohi, hani emurim chazi limosayu. The emurim are fitting for their respective destiny. Hani lo chazu klal, but these aren't fitting for anything. Their destiny, they still have to be roasted, they still have to take off the chalos, so therefore, you cannot compare the cases. Okay, hajan alach kol apsulim, baruch Hashem, we finished the third perek, and b'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start perek beishamai. Okay, today's shiur was again sponsored, this week's shiurim are sponsored in loving memory, Lili Nishmas, Yosef, Rafael Ben Isar, Barabbi Shlomo, and Karen Hochberg. Thank you very much.